Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, und es sagt es Yevamis, Perik Hey, Mishnah Vav. So the Mishnah is going to repeat something we learned over here in Mishnah Gimel in order to teach us an additional Chiddush. Sagt der Mishnah. Chalat. This is how things started over here. The Yavim did Chalitza with the Yavam. Afterwards, I don't know, I guess he changed his mind. V'asa Maimer. Either he did a Maimer with her, Nasan Get, or gave her a Get. Uba. Or maybe he mamish even lived with her. Here we're talking about one Yavim and one Yavam. Or what happened was, the Yavim starts out by saying, yes, he wants to be Meyavim, he's Meyavim, or he lives with her. Uba. He mamish lives with her as a husband. Then, V'asa Maimer. Either he did a Maimer, V'nasan Get, or gave her a Get, V'chalatz. Suddenly he performs chalitza with her. Zakt Mishnah ein acher chalitza klum. There's nothing after chalitza. L'mosh, let's say he did a maimer after the chalitza. She doesn't need a get. Whatever you do after chalitza is meaningless, and it doesn't make a difference when the chalitza took place. Bein batchila, whether to start with, bein beemtza, whether in the middle, bein besafer at the end. Let's explain the three cases over here. They tell this person, you should know your brother died. He said shiva. Okay, now, what do we do with his wives? The Yavim starts with Chalitza. That's it. There's no more Zika. There's no more connection. Whatever he does afterwards, Maimer, Get, Be'ila, whether it's with this particular Yavam that he did the Chalitza with, which is our case over here, or with another Yavama, whatever you do after Chalitza is meaningless. Chalitza totally cut them off. She's no longer a Yavam. Or, for example, Be'emtza. What does Be'emtza mean? That the Chalitza came in the middle. Let's say he gave a Get to one of the Yavamas. Afterwards, chalitza with that yavama, or to a different yavama. Then afterwards, he does a maimer with one of the yavamas. That maimer is meaningless. The chalitza totally cut off any yavim yavama relationship, or besaif. Let's say first he did a maimer, and gave a get to one of the yavamas, and afterwards, chalitza either to her or to a different yavama. The chalitza removes the entire connection. The entire Zika. Remember, the Zika is called the Yavama connection. And if he'll do a Maimer afterwards with one of the Yavamas, he doesn't need a Get afterwards. Even though this Chalitza L'chayra is not coming fresh, there was a Get beforehand, things happened, it doesn't make a difference. The power of Chalitza is, once there's Chalitza, forget about everything else. V'abi'ila, but when it comes to the case of Be'ila, that he lived with her, then it depends. B'zman shehi batchila, if he starts out with this, enachreklam. If the Yavim lived with one of the Yavamas before he did a Maimer or gave a Get, or gave Chalitza to one of them, so he was kind of that Yavama with the Kinyan Gomer, there is no other Yivam connection over here. He has no Yivam connection with any of the other wives. Whatever he's going to do with them afterwards is meaningless. But that's only when he starts with Be'ila. Unlike Chalitza over here, this Shita holds Be'emsa u'besaif. If the Be'ila, if his living with her came in the middle or at the end, yesh achrei oklum. In other words, what does this mean? The Be'ila came in the middle. Let's say he starts out giving a get to one of the Yavamas, or a Maimer. And afterwards, he lives with another one of the Yavamas. That Be'ia, that living with her, doesn't work 100% because it came after a get or after a Maimer to someone else. So we don't say, he was Miyavim one of the Yavamas, everything else falls off. No, he wasn't really Miyavim one of the Yavamas. He started it after already, giving a get or a maimer to one of them. And now he does Yivam with another one. This is a Shvacha Yivam. The connection is still open, and therefore, let's say he goes now and does a maimer, which is, of course, Kiddushin by Yavam. He does a maimer with a third Yavama. She's going to need a get. And he won't be able to marry any of her relatives. He also would have to chalitza afterwards. There'll be a whole host of complications here. If he doesn't start out by being miyavim one of them, but it comes after a get or a maimer, we don't say, he was miyavim, everything else is over. No, everything else is not over. And the same is true if Be'ila was besaif. That means, let's say he first gave a get to one of the Yavamas, afterwards a maimer with another Yavama, and afterwards he goes back to the first and he's Miyavim. He's not completely koiner her. Being that he started out with a get, it makes the connection weak. So if he's Miyavimer afterwards, it doesn't really say, oh, forget it. He was Miyavim the Yavama, the whole Parsha's Yavama here is over. It's not over. If it was a real Yavim, he would just have to give her a get afterwards. Now we would also have to have Chalitza. At least the Tanakhama holds this way. Reb Nechemya says, what's true for Chalitza is true for Be'ila. Just like Chalitza, whether you start with it or it's in the middle, or it comes at the end, once there's Chalitza, everything else falls off. Whatever else he does is insignificant. The same is true for Be'ila. Achas Be'ila, where there's actually Miyavimer, Achas Chalitza, Bein Batchila. Whether it came first, Bein Be'emza, or in the middle, Bein Be'safer at the end, regardless of what happens afterwards or beforehand. Once there's Be'ila, Ein Achrei Klum. There's nothing afterwards. Once he's Miyavimer, that's it. Parshas Yavama is over. They're a regular husband and wife. She wants to leave him. There's a get, and there's no chalitza. And let's say he's Mekadosh, one of the other wives. It's nothing. They're his brother's wife. They're an almon of his brother. The Kedushin is not chal. Once the Parsha of Yavama is over, nothing happens when you're a Mekadosher. It's a totally useless Kedushin. So what's true for chalitza, according to the Tanakhama, is also true for Be'ila, according to Reb Nechemya.